Elegans Casadia Saturnalia, Knight Rider Contest 2015. Have you ever wondered how it would feel like royalty, roaming the streets of your hometown, admiring the beautiful night scene while riding a majestic, lighted, fully decorated Kalesa? Elegans Tartnalia, Kalesa, has been part of the identity and heritage of Elegans City and was considered the Rolls-Royce of the 18th century. Apart from Elegans, Tartnalias are used today by tourists in Vigan, Laoag, Intramuros, Binondo, Tao, and Tagaro. Sharing the road. Nowadays, in Elegans, the Tartnalia has been competing with cars and tricycles along the Tambacan route, and the decorated Tartnalia only plies a specific street from Tambacan to Palau Market. They have become an annoyance to some motorists due to the slow pace of the carriage, and sharing the road has become a major inconvenience to both modes of transportation. Plus, carriage maintenance and horse feeding costs are expenses that the driver cannot continue to pay for when they lose passengers to tricycles. The challenge of preservation and protection of this industry was a welcome challenge to the Junior Chamber International Elegans. As such, the Casadia Saturnalia was born, where Tartnalias are allowed toply along the major route of Quezon Avenue at night. This project complemented the current Tartnalia painting contest held during the Diandi Festival. Last September 27, tourists and locals alike enjoyed the memorable and fun Casadia Saturnalia. Sulit PH was there to join in the fun event. 12 Tartnalias competed for the following prizes. Champion, PHP 20,000.00 cash and trophy plus 5,000 for the Cachero. First runner-up, PHP 15,000.00 cash plus trophy plus 3,000 for the Cachero. Second runner-up, PHP 10,000.00 cash plus trophy plus 2,000 for the Cachero. Consolation prize, PHP 500.00 for all non-winners. Best dressed Cachero, PHP 1000.00 cash. Most popular Tartanilla, PHP 1000.00 cash. List of winners. These are the winners of the Casadia Saturnalia. Champion, Barangay Thomas Kabili, partner, and Jeffrey Casas, Cero. First runner-up, Fix-It Wizard, partner, and Romulo Sordilla, Cero. Second runner-up, Persosa W Weddings and Events, partner, and Angelito Casas, Cero. Most popular Tartanilla, Marlon Alicato, Cero, and JCI Kulintong, partner. Best dressed Cero, Angelito Casas. A brighter future for the Tartnalias. A long queue of Iliganans and tourists trooped to Quezon Avenue to experience the ride while appreciating the vibrant Elegans nightlife. JCI Elegans is committed to make the project even bigger in the next fiesta. JCI Elegans is lobbying to the Sangguniang Panlungsa to allow the Tartnalia to operate at night during the Elegans night market operations every weekend to make the project more sustainable. Apart from the Casadia Saturnalia, JCI Elegans has also come up with past events that help in trailblazing and pioneering for the good of Elegans, such as 1. Casadia Street Dancing Festival in 1986, 2. Elegans Night Market Conceptualization in 2000, 3. Casadia Street Party, 4. Tartnalia Painting Contest, and 5. The Outstanding Iliganan Awards. History, Elegans Tartnalia, the first lighted horse carriage in the Philippines. Tartnalia is considered as part of the identity and heritage of Elegans City. While other cities have removed their kalesas such as Cagayan de Oro, there are only few cities in the Philippines where Tartnalia, Kalesa, functions as a regular mode of public transportation for the riding public. This centuries-old Tartnalia, Kalesa, is considered as the Rolls-Royce in the 18th century. The cities that preserve the Tartnalia are Vigan and Laoag. This can also be found in Intramuros and Binondo, catering mainly to tourists. This is also visible in Tao and in Tagigarao. The visibility of Tartnalia in Elegans makes Elegans unique. Tartanilla has been considered the city's heritage. However, in the current state, the Tartanilla has been competing with cars and tricycles or along Tambacan route. The decorated Tartnalia in Elegans is only plying on a specific street from Tambacan to Palau Market. Exciting tourists would still avail of the Tartanilla ride, but the route of the Tartnalia is not a major thoroughfare of the city. The impression may not be that good. Tartnalia as a mode of transportation is dying nowadays because other mode of transportation like the tricycle are competing with the Tartnalia. The Tartnalias are sharing the road with smoke-belching motored vehicles along its route. It is also annoying for some motorists because the Tartnalias are very slow. Another concern is the cost of maintaining the carriage and the expense of feeding the horses. The challenge lies on its preservation and protection as an industry. Because of the plight of the Tartnalia, the Junior Chamber International Elegans thought of a project that allows the Tartnalia to ply along the major route of Quezon Avenue at night. This project complements the current contest of the Diandi Festival, which is the Tartanaya Painting Contest. This is usually held every September 27th as part of the street dancing competition. The lighted Tartanaya is the first of its kind in the Philippines. The project Kasadia sa Tartanaya is envisioned to sustain the interest of the public to ride the Tartanaya in the modern times. Hence, the lighted Tartanaya was conceptualized. Kasadia means merrymaking. This also means that when you ride the lighted Tartanaya, the experience would be memorable and full of fun. It was the idea of Darwin Manubag, who observed lighted horse carriages in the cities of Melbourne and Europe. The idea benefited the cachero, horse driver, for additional income and at the same time allows tourists and parents with children to experience the ride at night with less traffic and heat. On its first year, the 12 Tartanayas competed for the best lighted Tartanilla. Because it operated every night from September 20th up to September 29th, a number of interested riders trooped to Quezon Avenue just to experience the Tartanaya ride. The long queue proved that the Iligaans and tourists alike are excited to experience the ride while appreciating the nightlife of Iligan. JCI Iligan is committed to make the project even bigger in the next fiesta. JCI Iligan is lobbying to the Sangguniang Panlungsa to allow the Tartanaya to operate at night during the Iligan night market operations every weekend to make the project more sustainable.